Welcome back, everyone. And today, back on the show, we've got John Walls. How you going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, Pete.
Thanks for
Yeah.
taking the time to come back on. There was a huge response after the last show I did with you. One of the biggest responses to any show I've done. So it was quite big. A lot of people found what you said both interesting, and they were learning from it too. There was some stuff that people hadn't heard, because there is a lot of stuff in the field that people talk about, and it seems to have a common thread, which sometimes you can see that as either validity or not. But you brought up some things that people hadn't heard of, and it's always good, because that means we're learn I'm learning, they're learning. So where should we go from here? I know you've got some notes there about certain things that we could have kept on going on last time, and I doubt say I'm going to get you back on, because we will be doing a regression with you next month. You're going to get Terry on, who's the author of your book.
Yeah, we'll do that
And
next
yeah, so we've got a few things in the pipeline with you, but there was lots of stuff I think about, like with the Montauk type stuff, about your abductions, your awakening, your near-death experience. There was lots. So where should we sort of steer the conversation from here? Where would you like to go?
Well, I'm not too sure.
What's been a lot of a response that people with the, because you've been getting emails as well, you've been getting messages on Facebook. What's been some of the stuff that, like areas, I guess, topics people have got in contact with you about that sort of has struck a chord with people?
Just basically the whole show, you
Mm-hmm.
know. It's all been really positive. The only sort of advice that I've got is like try and stay on the one topic. I've got a really bad habit of linking. I link one to the next to the next to the next,
I think
and
that's just the way it is, but
well, sometimes it is, yeah.
yeah.
But we need to stay a bit more on topic. There's some real ramping up of stuff at the moment. You know, there's a secret war going on. So we can start with the secret war. The secret war going on between, you could say, the good faction, the bad faction, positive, the negative. One thing I didn't talk about last time is there is an entity on it on the earth that not many people know about, and it all leads in with the 2045 agenda. Now
Now,
that's
would this be the transhuman agenda?
the transhumanist agenda.
Mm.
What happened is somewhere along the line, now my memory's a bit vague on when it happened, we came in contact with a being from a different dimension, a different bubble, and their bubble was electric. Okay, they are like disincarnate beings, but they of a collective hive mind, and they came through when we started playing around with electronics and radar and that sort of time. Okay.
So would we be talking maybe back 20s, 30s?
30s, 40s,
Yep, all right, yep.
the 20s and the 40s. And they need an electrical conduit to survive, that liken it to a fish, pulling a fish out of water, right? Them coming here is like them jumping out of the water, or us going into space. It's like them coming from space in jumping into the water, and they'll drown. So they need an electric conduit. And with the Homo capensis for coneheads, I think personally, this is just my own summation of it, that this is where we're getting the big supercomputers, the Cray computers, Cray 1 to 5. And these computers make your home computer look like
A piece of crap from like the 70s or something.
well, I like a bicycle.
Yeah.
And they have given us major technology leaps as well with computers and the way things work. And they're also working with the Greys, the Homo capensis, the Dracos, and they need somewhere new to live, or they want somewhere new to live. And they want to totally control us, and our bodies are electric. okay? But they're not electric enough for them to come in, and they can come in, they can possess us, okay? And this is all the subliminals we're getting at the moment through the TVs, through the computers. This is why we're getting fiber broadband. But the 2045 initiative is to put implants in us and make us transhumanist, so we can raise our electrical field so they can actually possess the vessel. And this is where the immortality comes into it, because they have the technology to keep our bodies young. The scientists a few years ago found that deep inside our DNA, there's a little, for lack of a better word, spermy looking thing with a tail, and it loses the rings. And as you lose your rings, your cells don't reproduce as good as they used to when you were young.
I actually heard somewhere the other day about somebody talking about where now in the medical establishment, they reckon that it is possible to make the human body computer last 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Through certain types of work. Sorry for cutting you off. I just thought I'd add that. I heard that last night. I'm just trying to think. The amount of stuff that I watch or get emails from, I'm not sure where that was from. But apparently that's so.
Yeah. There's a company, the last big future electronics expo, it's called something, something, I forget the name of it. They came out with their prototype machine that for $1 billion to $1.5 billion, it's going to be ready in between 7 to 10 years, okay? For $1 to $1.5 billion, you can put your body back 25 to 30 years, and it's viable. And it was at the latest future electronics, bloody blah, 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 and that was on mainstream.
So going into the certain types of beings you're talking about, these ones that need the electrical conduit, would you be saying this would be what some would term as an archonic type nature?
Yeah. They're negative. They're negative.
There's similar information to what I'm getting. So this is very interesting that they need our energy.
They need our energy, our loops. They it's not just, there's more than one race out there that live off our
energy,
I'm not sure who coined the word. I think it might have been Bob Monroe. Loosh, right? They get it out of war. They get it out of sacrificial death. But the problem with it now on this earth, and to get this right, they've only got till 2017, because then we're moving too far from galactic center, and all of the portals that are linking us to them are snapping. Okay, this is why CERN. This is why we're playing with CERN. All right, we're playing with CERN to keep in touch with these guys, not to find the Higgs boson. They found the Higgs boson before they even started making the Large Hadron Collider in France.
All right.
Okay, that's documented. Now we've only got trying to build another big one in Japan, about twice the size. They need what's called Loosh, right? There's them, there's the Dracos need it, and there's a few others. But Earth's vibration has raised enough now that the outsiders, the ones outside of Earth's influence, but influencing in, right, they can't influence in anymore because the vibration's too high. It's not going to back out. Like we talked about the other week about, you cannot move forward unless you are ready. The universe, the source, the one, won't let you, okay? So they've been kicked out, but we've still got them here that can't get out. And they've been trying to get out for years and years since the last great fall, right? Because we are the fall, right? And what's happening is they need more and more sacrifice and more death to get the same amount of loosh. Right now they're going crazy. You look at what the elite and the big governments around the world are doing today. they're just making totally stupid moves. They're making moves that they wouldn't have made 20 years ago. And they've gone crazy. They've gone totally, totally crazy because they've got nobody to tell them what to do, and they're losing control. They're just totally losing control. And they really need this, and they're being told. I've done a couple of meditations since our last thing. After I'd learned about it before, but I researched it again since our last talk, and I meditated on it a bit and got a few more answers. And they seem to be controlling even the higher beings, these electric beings. They're like from an electric universe. It's just a universe that's just all electricity, and they just float around in it. Now, it's like a spirit, but they're not spirit. As we say, they're like archons. But they're even losing it now because things aren't going right. And it's like a domino, you know. It's just all falling, boom, 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 you know. And even just in the last couple of months, we've found out that, well, I've found out that people who I used quite a bit of my research on and still triangulate, because I always triangulate, you know, just because I don't just believe one person. There's no way. And some of these people are coming out to be frauds. You know, you're looking at Benjamin Fulford. You know, he's been, I followed him, you know, and 60% of his stuff you throw away, you know, and about 40% is good, which is the way they work. They put the truth between two lies. And he's been found out to be a Rothschild family member, you know. Clinton has been found out to be a Rothschild family member, a Rockefeller family member, sorry. We've just found out that Gordon Duff's not Gordon Duff. And it's a CIA operation. See, and these are the things that are imploding on them.
Would you say this would be, sorry for cutting off, but do you think this is a case like with the Bushes, for example, where you've got Junior, George Bush Jr., last President Bush, as, you know, this dude was having coke, drinking alcohol, partying, then, you know, had we've gotten the oil game, all that sort of thing.
Oh, they're all on coke.
Now, I've done a bit of stuff in my time, but what I'm saying here is there's a difference between Junior and Senior, as in Senior has a frigging good idea what's going on, and I think that his son thought about a few weird things he would have seen that he was included in, but I don't think he had a clue. I think that he was, I even think when 9/11 and everything else happened, I think everything he said he believed, I think he didn't have a frigging clue. I think he was just used, and everyone else around him, Cheney, Rumsfeld, we go through the rest of it, I think them dudes had an idea, because if you look at Rumsfeld and Cheney, going back a lot of time, you know, Rumsfeld being included, selling this crap to Saddam Hussein on the board of, I think, the nuclear commission in Europe, whatever, selling that to North Korea. Where did North Korea get their shit? So do you think this is a case with Clinton, Fulford, and a few other people that maybe... they believe the crap that they're spouting, whether it's through sources, or do you think there's some type of mind control thing going on? Or do you think they actually know what's going on? They're doing this for a bit of a laugh or a mixture?
Well, I think people like Fulford are a little bit like MKUltra. Most of them are MKUltra to a certain degree. You've got to be. And believe what they're doing is right to a certain degree. But even the most evil, you know, like Clinton, he was really bad. And one of the worst things that could happen to America right now is if Hillary got on, because there's so much scandal around her, there's so much death, there's so much like evil. But these people really, really believe that they are doing it for humanity. But at the same time, they're saving their own ass. Mm-hmm. You know, like Obama, he's just a puppet. He's a CIA puppet. He's like, it's in the book. You know, even before he was elected, we talked about Obama and if he got in and pretty much what would happen. And Arms has called him the runner. Okay. Now,
do you know what he meant by that? Or
yes,
it meant by that?
I do. I do. He's the puppet, the runner for the elite. He's going to do whatever he's told. So basically, he's the puppet.
Do you think with Obama, do you think that he honestly believed the stuff he was talking about that he could do before he was elected and then realized, oh shit, there's a lot of people's interests at work here? Or if we go back to a further story, I think like Andrew DeBisego and a lot of other people, they're saying that he was included in these Mars jump rooms. He knew a lot of what was going on. He's part of what's going on. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think he's been a deep insider plant from very early days. There's new information that's come out, but it's not been confirmed, that Dunham, his mother, is not his mother. Apparently there's been DNA came out, whether it's true or not. It could be disinformation, you know, with these people. That she's not even his mother. So, and a great aunt, she might be dead now, but before she died, came out and said that she's not his mother, and he's not who he says he is. But you know, that's politics, and that's America's a funny place. It's got so many secrets and so many lies. They've built themselves into this fantasy world where, and it happens with all civilizations that become empires or become great. They think they're the chosen, and they think they're better than everybody else, like America, Israel. And they blame all the problems on the rest of the world when, and the cancers on the rest of the world when they are the problem and the cancer. And my personal opinion with America, it all started after World War II, as I said before, with Project Paperclip and letting the Archons, the Archonic Energies and the Draco and the Grey take them over. Before that, they had some good guys, you know, and they just shifted. They don't care who they work with, you know. And they look at Russia and China today. Everything's gone. It's an upside down world compared to what it was after World War II. But there is definitely ET manipulation in there, for sure.
And that's been a big part of it, that, you know, I don't see things in a positive or negative light. I see things in serving or self-serving agenda, because look, you know, talking to Mary Rodwell about this, and I've got to agree, is that, you know, she's used the term before, and I've used it many times, of if you've got a parasitic weed, and the only way that thing knows how to live is taking life from the trunk of a tree. So you've got a weed living off the trunk of a tree. Now, it might be a parasite. It might be depleting life or energy or sucking whatever from this tree. But if that's all it knows to do, and if that's the only way it can survive, is it really so wrong what it's doing? You know, it depends on what angle we're looking at this. And you know, when we're talking about these other realms too, it's been quite similar to some of the stuff that you've said. The ways I've heard it deemed to me was some of the beings couldn't describe what it was, but then they said, like, you would say that it would be the Archons and this type of thing, where they tried to pinpoint it. There was in time something revealed to me in terms of there's a artificial type intelligence that they themselves created to, I guess, regulate and recycle what's going on, so they didn't have to do it because the project got so big. And it's almost like now this artificial intelligence has overtaken them to a point. Now, again, when I talk about this, or John talks about what we're talking about, it's not just this is the way it is. There's, again, multiple levels, multiple agendas. Some of these agendas we can see on the self-serving side, they're basically just screwing each other over as well as us. So there's more of an agenda going on different layers, which I want people to be reminded about. Have you had any information about any sort of artificial type intelligence?
Yeah, well, there's more than one. You know, and it's like the one I've been talking about, they call it artificial intelligence. But it's not actually artificial, right? It's just out of its environment. And its agenda is like the Borg, you know, like if you want to relate it back to the TV. Because a lot of people relate to these shows. And
I think there's something to them.
You'd be amazed how much truth that they put in these science fiction shows. Yeah. You know, there's a talk between David Wilcock and Dan Birch, right, where they're sitting, it's all on YouTube, where they're sitting having a casual conversation talking about Stargate and the amount of things that Fulford's worked on that do exactly what they say they do in Stargate and called exactly the same name.
That's a very important point. We look at Stargate, Pegasus, and all this sort of stuff, and you got, again, Andrew DeMasego, and I've tried getting him on the show, but that sort of crew, and it's funny that the exact, almost how the devices look, how they operate, and some of the backstory to the actual TV show is basically on par with what they're saying. You know, and then you've got multiple sources also talking about, you know, some of that stuff at S4, mimics what Bob Lazar was saying with the other operations. He was working on the sports model craft, or was looking at the back engineering the propulsion system. But Looking Glass was one of the other projects he said when he was given the file. And then years later, I hear about Looking Glass from other people. So this is where, have they looked at Bob's stuff? Have they really been there? And I think there's some truth to some of this stuff.
Yeah, well, you've also got the Orion cube that the Orions gave us, and then they realised that they'd given the Holy Grail to the monkeys.
Exactly right. And yeah, I thought some of that was, I was very sceptical about that till I later found out, I didn't bother listening to the full story, and some of it tied up exactly with the information that I received personally.
Yeah.
So, very interesting.
Yeah. I've been told by Armistice that a lot of the stuff is really true, especially the Yellow Book. And the Yellow Book was passed around nobility up until about 1979. And what the Yellow Book done, it was like a little bit thicker than your tablet, but it made a hologram. And it showed you any event in any time in Earth's history, past and future. And these elite families and royal families got to play with this thing, and that's how they got to where they are today. So they were playing with it from the 52, 54. See, what a lot of people don't know is Eisenhower had more than one interview with ETs, right? His first one in 52 was with the good guys, and they wanted him to stop the nuclear programs, get on clean energy. They were going to give us, how would you call it, technologies to clean the earth, green the earth, get it back to pristine condition, and life extension technologies that would make us live 1,000 years. And Ike wanted to do it, apparently. This is according to Armistice. Right, Ike wanted to do it because it was his race, or one of his races, or the lower people in his race, because she's like a nine, and nine come down, as I told you before, they're treated like gods. The military didn't want nothing to do with it, and at the same time, they were in touch with the is it the Orion Grays, isn't it? They're the bad one. Well, negative. Next,
yeah, there's a few different groups of them, but the ones I've been in interaction with weren't so. I've actually been pretty cool with them, but what I do know is that one of the smaller races of the Brown Greys that I've interacted with, there was a time where they were working in alliance with the Dracos.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, apparently, they're not, even though time doesn't exist where they are. They're trying to show me in our timeline they're not, but again, I know Orion's full of that much life that some of the stuff there, a large majority of it, I haven't friggin' interacted with, so there could be a huge whole other group that are negative. And the wars have been there. I was part of the wars. I know a lot of people that have been part of the wars, and I believe some of this is still going on. And one of the biggest stargates, and also one of the gates to the, if you've got a key of knowledge through consciousness, you can access the higher realms. Not that the stargates or the sun portals will take you to, these are other realms.
Other realms,
is
yeah,
located right. in that area. So, but go on about the Orion, the bad ones, because I hear about this, I haven't experienced, but I give it, you know, I talk to enough people like you, and I think there's something to it.
Yeah. Well, what we found was, I found through Armistice, Germany had already been to the moon. Germany went to the moon in 32. Okay, 32, 33. Mira Oxic, we talked about her before. She's, from what I can gather, her species started in Lyra and went off to another system that I can't remember the name of now. And she was in touch with Hitler met the Greys.
Aldebaran.
Aldebaran. And Armistice told me, and I've been confirmed by another person as well, that's living here on this earth, that Maria Orczyk and Simiase are the same person. And we talked about that last time with Bill in my ear. And also,
wouldn't that be a joke on Billy? Like,
he's been duped big time.
Yeah,
but he has put out a lot of good information. They did give him some good stuff, you know. Like, admittedly, they don't show all the Henoch prophecies, but a lot of his prophecies have come true. You know, he prophesied AIDS many years before it came about, a whole lot of other stuff. But you know, that's another subject for another day. But what we've noticed, and if anybody sits and really thinks about it, the Hennebu craft that the Germans were making before World War II and during World War II are exactly the same craft that were coming down to Adamski. Okay, and the same type of people. Mm-hmm. Now, these people have an agenda. I they're the Nordics, basically. And I personally think it's nefarious, the Nordics. The Nordics and the Tall Whites. The Tall Whites basically run Area 51. Millennium Hospitality is a really good book to read from Charles Hall.
Yeah.
I think his story is totally credible. Armistice has said his story is credible, but he's not telling the full story. But we have so many factions, right? Both negative and positive. Okay, but the problem with it is the negative faction do not. Their service to self, and they do not go by any code, right? They'll be working with another negative faction beside them, but if they're not doing what they want to do, right, the more powerful faction of the negative faction will destroy the other negative faction. Okay, well, where you got the positive factions, right, they work by a code, an ethic, a set of rules. And if a lower one coming up isn't falling into line, they take them under their wing and they teach them how to come into line. Right? Now, the problem with that is we as beings with God's spark, right? We are not gods, okay? But we do have God. This is one of the reasons why we are so sought after, our DNA is so sought after. We are a multitude of at least 37 different types of ETs, right? Some negative, some positive. That's why we've got the reptilian brain. They played with us many years ago. And it's just all that war, and it's coming down to us now. We actually, how would you put it? The positive ETs, and I think she's right, Dolores Cannon, said they couldn't intervene, but they found a way to get around it, and that was putting the Star Children here. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and that's the information I've been given too, was that
she was
saying that, what, you're right that they, if you say the self-serving factions have been doing what they've been doing, what the reason they've done it the way they've done it, which I believe is that the Archons have been manipulating the Reptilians, and then the Reptilians are manipulating again. It's almost like a chain command down. Exactly. Is because it's about energy for them. What's less wear and tear on them? Now, we're all looking at this in the other realms going, oh, shit, look what's going on here. This is affecting everything. This is affecting everyone. This is affecting the evolution of not just this universe and the other planes, but going without. What can we do? We can't interfere, but you can reincarnate down the dimensions and play a part in humanity and manipulate it from the inside to help. So this is where yourself, myself, and I believe everyone here at this time has been planned on some level to be here, whether it's the souls that are recycled to stay here, whether it's those that have come down here to help. Everything's being planned energetically at this time. So this is where I agree with Dolores and what you're saying, and what many others are saying, in terms of we can't, you know, you can't impose your will and everything on a less advanced civilization, but you can, through the law of reincarnation, come down, jump in, have an experience, and you know, with it comes multiple things, like the human self-mastery experience, and all, like mastering your spiritual evolution in terms of, you know, learning patience here, limitation, things that we don't have in the other realms because it's all done by thought. So I think that's an important point to make.
It is. And see, these new ones that are coming down, they're not just bringing in great new ideas and great new ways. They're also bringing energy, and the positive energy. And science has even proved it. There's a wave coming, and it's going to hit us soon. And it's pure love. It is a pure love wave. But it's not, as I said before, it's not going, it'll hit everybody, but it's not going to penetrate everybody. Well, it is going to penetrate everybody, but those who cannot take it will.
Is that the cat? Oh, no, over the screen here. We've got something over the screen, over your camera.
I know. Not the cat.
Not the cat? Is there a bug or anything? Oh, it's actually over the camera lens. If you look, oh, there we go. All good.
Well, yeah. Right. they're also anchoring life. But this force that's going to hit us, and I reckon it's going to hit us very soon. I could be wrong. You know, I try not to make predictions. I make assumptions, you know, because you start to make predictions, and they don't happen. You know, like, there's some really credible people out there that have been told dates, and they've said them, and it hasn't happened. And you'd be amazed how the ether, the matrix works. If it stays in the dark and it doesn't come out, it normally happens. But as soon as the light shined on it, they can't do it. Or they try to do it and they can't get away with it.
Well, this is where mentioning these things can divert those things from happening, I guess, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. And all the Star Children and all the Indigo and Crystal Children and all of their different stages are just flooding the earth and getting it ready and waking up as many people to be able to take this energy. Because when you can't take the energy, you're dead. You're gone. And as I said before, you know, like, if you're not ready, you cannot go. But that doesn't mean you will not get a chance later. Mm-hmm. But getting back to this subject I started on, which was Eisenhower, 2 years later was the one that was recorded, the 1954 one, was recorded in mainstream media, basically, that he broke his tooth and had to go to the dentist and ended up at Holloman Air Force Base. And that, well, they were the Greys and the Dracos, and they offered them pretty weapons. for, you know, the exchange of humans for a little bit of experimentation, a few bodily fluids, a few cells. There was a Guyana treaty, but they broke it straight away. Said we broke it, and they broke it at around about the same time. We blame them, they blame us. But we still work with them today. And this is when, basically, they changed sides. Because apparently, we've been working with good and bad ETs since Elizabeth I. But only through the elites. It wasn't until the military industrial complex started that it all started to go underground and dark and black. And, you know, you got the witch burnings, and even in America, you got the Salem witch burnings and all that. And what Armistice told me that was about was, right now I'll give it some. Oh, yeah, that's right. What Armistice told me that was about was the witches and the ladies, women that were burned. It wasn't just about women's rights. It was about getting rid of all the old technology that the midwives and the women, because it was passed down from woman to woman to woman. It was matriarchal. And this was information from the positive ETs passed down to psychic women. And the negative force needed all that gone. They needed it gone. They needed it away. But now it's coming back. And they can't do witch hunts anymore. So they get the vaccinations. They got the chemtrails. Well, chemtrails are used for about 5 or 6 different reasons. But they're trying to get the earth ready to not accept this energy that's coming in. And they think they can beat it, but they can't. This energy is so strong. This, like, when you do out-of-body stuff and you realize what's called the, I think it's called the push. It's like a big energy surge from one to another. When you go into out-of-body and you're doing a retrieval, and I'm getting back into that again more because my research is taking me away from it a little bit, but it's time to get back into it. You give them a big boost of love energy, and it feels really big to you, but it's not. It's only small, but it feels so good it hurts. Yeah. That's the best way to put it. And this energy, and that's how you get to one person and get them to turn around and see that they are in a construct that they shouldn't be in, or that they're, you know, their own mind construct, and when they die, with their own vibration. Like, say you're in murderous hell, and everybody's trying to murder everybody, and you get sicker, you get really good at it, sick of murdering someone, and you're thinking there must be something more. Well, that's when we can go in, like, or whoever, there's millions around the world that do it, that can go in, and you do sort of a, how would you call it? You do a sting on them, and you show them that you're better than them and you can do them. And then they say, if you've been saying, nah, do me, I've had enough, I've done it. And that's when you whack, boost the love into them. And then they get this blink of there's something better. And that's when you hit them. You say, look, would you like to come somewhere where you could learn and come and help other people and bring them? And that's when you take them to what's called Focus 27, the Rejuvenation Center, and they learn to be a guide. And then they come and help people like me, because some of these people are so lost that they can't see the guides. Okay, they still think they're alive. You know what I mean? And they use us because they can see us out of body, and they think we're alive too. And we talk to them, and we're mediators between us and the guide. And once they can see the guide's got them and can take them. And then they get the opportunity. You can either go back to where you were, you can work at the rejuvenation center, or you can go and get healed, or you can work at the rejuvenation center. And a lot of them want to work at the rejuvenation. And that falls in line with, we talked about the prison planet last time, didn't we? Mm-hmm. That falls in line
with Barry Littleton's talked about this as well, who I've had on the show.
Yeah, and Bruce Mullen, really. I tell you, a really good man. He's done the whole Munro stuff. You know, I've done the Lifeline, that was the one I couldn't think of last time, and the Gateway program. If you can get him on, get him on. Bruce Moen, he is really charismatic, and he was Bob Munro's poster child for retrievals. He's really good. But yeah, there's this really big fight going on, and the negative are losing. But they feel like it feels like they're winning at the moment. And
what's your understanding of the transhuman agenda?
Right. Now, the transhuman agenda, Agenda 2045, or 2045 initiative, is getting our bodies ready through nanites, through, and they're spraying them in the air now. Everybody's breathing in millions and millions and millions of them. So we can be taken over by this electric negative thought form, basically iconic entity from another dimension. But it's not going to work because they won't be able to get our bodies to that point. They still haven't been able to get it to that point now. And the trick with it is, as from what Armas has said, if I can remember properly from the channelings, is they're going to try and get into as many bodies and as many human bodies as they can to get across when the great event happens. And with the hypnosis with Mary, and I seen all these souls flow back into the darkness, and it was, now thinking about it, it was falling back into the electric universe. Okay, because they've got to go back. They don't belong. It's not their time. And they are the humans who have either been born with it, because some humans have been born with it now, with the upgrades, and the ones that have been taken over. And they're not going to be allowed to go. And they think they can trick Source, right, which is the creator of, basically the creator of everything, into sliding into the reality, or this new reality that we're going to. But for most of us, it's just going to be like you'll go to bed one night and you'll wake up the next morning and things will look brighter and more colourful and
more HD.
Yeah, and you'll just feel different. You'll feel, you know, no aches and pains that day. Oh, geez, I feel good. You know, this is like, it's going to come, go in three different stages for people. This is the one stage, right? This is the easy stage. And all of a sudden you'll be thinking, geez, I love a cup of coffee. And all of a sudden you go up to the sink and there's a cup of coffee there made for you. And you think, oh, that's neat. Gee, something's happening. And then you start getting down and realizing, well, it's different. You know, something's changed. And over time, which very quickly, you're going to realize, oh, you want to smoke. And all of a sudden it's lit for you in your hand, and if you're a smoker, or you want a coffee, all of a sudden you go, oh, there it is, right? And then there's the second group who are going to see a portal, and they're going to have to walk through the portal. Because they're going to need more confirmation. Right? It's all about confirmation and where you are vibrationally. Everyone that's got a human soul, everyone that is viable, is going to go through one way or the other. You're going to go the easy way, where you wake up in the morning, or all of a sudden you walk through the door and everything's going to be different. It's going to be like walking through a door. Okay? The second lot are going to have to go through what we call a transformation. Right, it's not like the silver sword, whatever, the golden sword ceremony that they do in Sedona, which is putting archonic energy into you. Okay, that's negative. They're perceiving it to be positive, but it's totally negative. Don't do it. You know, that's just my opinion. And these people are going to be shown when they get to the other side that they've actually transferred physically from one reality to another. Okay, that's the second type that's going through. Now, the third type that's going through, I feel a bit sorry for them, because it's going to be going through a 30 to 50 foot wall. Like when you're out of body, right? You go through a wall, and you can go through it really as your glass, but you could feel every fiber of that glass or that wall going through your body, right? Well, it's like when a ghost goes through you, you can feel it, right? These psychic people know about it. They see the ghost, they feel the ghost, and they're, oh, or you, someone's walked across your grave. Well, it's like walking through 50 feet of that, like really, really, really. And the guides and the people that have already gone before you say, come on, come on, come on. And many people are going to have to take 4 or 5 times before they can actually get through it. They're going to turn back, you know, and some of them won't even get through it, and they'll have a chance a bit later, you know. And this goes, this is what I've been told by Armistice, but this all goes along with Dolores' stuff, okay, Dolores Cannon stuff. But I got this before I even started learning about Dolores Cannon, you know, but I learned from her about the second Earth. I just thought we were going to a different, like, vibrational level on the same Earth. But apparently there's going to be 2 Earths, and that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I was speaking about it for quite some time, and then my brother introduced me to Dolores Cannon's work. He actually met her, and, yeah, he's like, what I was talking about was exactly what she was talking, but she elaborated, you know, through all the clients she had and everything, it was elaborated through each session, and it was much more complex and in-depth, I guess, story of what I've experienced and what I've been shown and, you know, accessed knowledge on. And, you know, a lot of her work is very well worth looking at. I think the whole lot is worth looking at, especially the convoluted universe is 1 to 4. People watch her talk, but I would skip that. I would go straight to the books, because the stuff that's in those books way surpasses anything she could talk about, because there's just not enough time. The way it's done, the way it's put together was real well done on her. And, yeah, I'm glad she's in a better place now, and her work continues here. And that's why we've just got to, you know, do the best that we can while we're here. What's some of the other stuff? Now, you wrote down some stuff before we started the show, because there's so much we could go into. What's some other areas you'd like to go? Because I'm going to have to get you back on. We've got about just under half an hour to go, I think, because I'll be kicked off the internet by then, which means we've got a bit over an hour of a show in terms of Sol's got to do some work. But what's some of the stuff you would really like to nail on today before we end this conversation? We've still got a bit of time, but...
Yeah, well, I've gone through quite a bit of it there. Right, now this false flag I was talking about the other week, there's a false flag being talked about all over the internet for the 26th, to the 28th of September.
Something called, I know what you're talking, and I've had so many people ask me about this, and I just don't know. So,
I don't know too much either.
Do you feel anything about it?
Yeah. The powers have been there, something's coming. And I think it personally could be the start of this wave hitting us. And they're calling it, you know, was it Kerry and the French foreign minister stood up there in front of, I think it was some. Big.
Just what we'll do, we'll stop here, because I think for some reason my computer's glitched up. So I'll just stop the recording and we'll restart it. You don't have to do anything. I'm just. And we're back. Just the computer was playing up, I think. Just because I went on to my bookmark area to check if it was that Jade Helm, which I think was worth doing. But please continue. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, Jade Helm, basically, I think Jade Helm is. Putting into place the mechanism for the final collapse of America, because the powers that be, you notice the AIIB bank, right? You look who's joined it, right? The International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, all these banks that are run by the Rothschilds and the Rock, you know, and the Rockefellers and all the powers that be have all jumped ship to there. So they're just transferring, and they've done it since way before the Illuminati started. They've always been in charge. And they've decided, and Netanyahu even came out with it a couple of years ago, that they're going to turn America into another Palestine. He came out and said that. And that's just a transfer, basically. You give it 5 to 10 years, America's going to be a third world country, I can guarantee it.
I watched some documentary. I was actually in tears over it. And it was, I'd have to say, going back to 2010, where they're talking to, it was the mayor or something of Detroit, and he doesn't have a frigging clue that a few kilometers or miles down the road, there's tent cities. The amount of crap, how the industrial sector there went down with all the car reproducing companies. And America has had this front of, come to Hollywood, you know, come to Vegas, you know, we've got Paris Hilton and all this, you know, we've got hot chicks, we've got drugs, we've got alcohol, we've got cool music. And behind the scenes, people are trying to take on that life, spending all their last cent on dope and alcohol, forgetting, basically being brainwashed and drugged so they don't realize what's going on a huge extent, which I think there's another negative power behind this. While people are living in friggin', like, on this show, right, I forget the name of the documentary, people were living in tent cities and kids were eating rats. Mothers had to cook rats because they couldn't get the kids anything else. Doctors were taking time out of their own time, getting to car parks in Detroit hours before they started work just so they could try and treat the homeless for nothing.
Was that the documentary about the doctors going into them areas working for free and they had lines like 2 kilometres long?
Bloody oath.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And so when you say what you just said about America becoming a third world country, I think it's not too far.
It's not too far.
I don't think it's too far. And, like, we're so lucky here in Australia that we've got it better. Like, but mind you, we've got, I think, 24 million to a landmass the size of America. So if you can imagine being in America with 25 million instead of 300 something million, that's what it's like here. Now, we still have poverty. We still have people homeless. We still have drug and alcohol issues and a lot of things going on, but it's not as bad. And America portrays that it is the land of the free. Well, it's the land of the controlled. And the sooner they realize this, along like we in Australia realize we're controlled and we're actually part of a corporation, the government, not, you know, we're constitution, that is a prison, you know, we're put in a prison through a rule book. And people would just think, oh, that's our constitution. No, that's limitation, that's judgment, that's law. And we do need some type of order, but, you know, America's definitely in that state now.
Yeah, they are. And the Constitution's null and void now. You know, they've 9/11 and the Patriots all to that. But yeah, they're on their way down, and it's sad, and there's not much we can do about it. But what we've got to be careful about is they're going to take as many as they can with them. And it could turn into a it won't turn into a large scale nuclear war, because the service to others, off-worlders won't let that happen. They'll let a small nuclear exchange happen, like Israel's already lit off two nukes in the last 8 months, one in Ukraine and one in Ukraine, one in Syria, and one in Yemen. Right, we don't hear much about that. Just recently, the one in Yemen was about 3 weeks ago. That's going to happen no matter what, I think. I think that's, the cards are in place and that one's going to play out. But it's not going to play out as bad as most people think it's going to play out. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about was life. Reincarnation. Why we can't remember when we come back down and what Amos has told me. Okay? Time is not what we think it is. Okay? I like Doctor Who's, one of the old Doctor Who's, older Doctor Who's, the newer, but one of the earlier ones. Time is a wibbly wobbly curly whirly thingy bob thing, okay? And time does not go in a straight line. Time goes like this, okay? Right, now, one of the reasons we cannot remember, some do, like Tesla, okay? And we've had some great minds that do, Da Vinci. I personally believe that Nostradamus had a looking glass type device as well, or he could have remembered his future lives. Right, now, I was born in 1963 this time, okay? Now, next time, I could be born in 1208, or I could be born in 3265, right? You could at last life, you could have been born in 3265, and this time born in the 1970s, I suppose. Yeah?
Yep.
And this is why we're not allowed to remember. Because if we remembered our past lives with clarity, this earth would be a paradise. And the negative ETs won't let it. When we go through what's called the ascension machine, and we're zapped with billions and billions of quadrigger watts of bloody electricity, and then sent back down into another body, and that's our souls, it makes us forget, because we cannot remember our future lives. And our future lives and our past lives are all interconnected. Right? So if you came down remembering from 2035, what could you do for the earth? You know? And even Armas has said, he said, we can't even allow it to happen because it would cause utter total chaos. If even 10% of the earth, what's he saying? I think it's 10%. 10% of the earth came down remembering their future lives, earth would, because of the way our time and our vibration works, we'd destroy ourselves within a generation. He also gave me a theory, and I asked Nassim Harriman on Facebook, but I never ever got a reply back. Well, I didn't expect it. When we fell, what the fall is, we went into a black hole, okay? And that's what makes third dimension and time, is this black hole, okay? Now we fall into this black hole, we're spinning really fast that way, okay? Now that denses us down and gives us our 3D, right? And that also makes the Fibonacci sequence. Now you look at the Fibonacci sequence and you look at a whole body of planets and planetoids spinning around the black hole, right? That makes the Fibonacci sequence, right? But we're not just going around the black hole, right? And it's given us our 3D. It denses us down so much that it makes us 3D. You know, you can't push through anything, right? Now, we're coming through to the other side where this vibration from galactic center is starting to be able to hit us, right, and expand us again. And we're not just going around, we're also going through at a tremendous speed. I'm talking about, like, these speeds are so big that the average human mind cannot comprehend, and this is why even quantum physics is just starting to touch on it now. But and that causes, yeah, the Mandelbrot set. Have you heard of the Mandelbrot set?
No.
Right, the Mandelbrot set, right, is a structure, right, and it's full of Fibonacci sequence and all that sort of stuff, right, and it's this bubbly looking thing. But you go into it, and the more you go into it, and it comes back to itself, and you go into it again, and for infinity, you go into it and it comes back to itself, okay? So between the Fibonacci sequence and the Mandelbrot set is us going through this black hole. You know, because we now know that the Earth and all the planets don't revolve around the Sun. Okay? We now know that the Sun is moving and the whole galaxy is moving really fast and magnetics is pulling all that behind it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's on,
yeah,
yeah. And Armistice gave me that before I found it on YouTube. And these are the little synchronicities that happen. You know, I'll do a channeling and I'll get stuff and I get guided just to, you know, and sometimes and this thing came up with this model of the universe, of the galaxy and the universe, all going like this. And then the other stuff following behind it, magnetic, electromagnetic universe. And we're just about out the other side. And this is when the great event's going to happen, as when we're close enough out to the other side that the pressure's not going to be so hard on us, which we're feeling now. It's happening. We're getting the crystal children born. We're getting all this stuff happening. The ETs that couldn't get in far enough are now getting in, the good ones, right? Because they can't. And it even goes back to, I don't like referring to the Bible, but it even goes back to the Bible and the Vedic scrolls about the gods. When they come down, they can't stay for any longer than 3 days or they're stuck here forever.
Yeah. Interesting. And this,
yeah. And this is just a theory of mine. And I was given it by basically divine vibration. And I can't see anything wrong with it myself. But it's something to ponder on for later, you know. Keep it in your mind that we've been going through a black hole for eons and eons and eons since the fall of Atlantis. And that was the fall of Atlantis. And we're starting to come out the other side, back into the light and back into the one. So,
no, it's look, there's nothing wrong with it either. And this is where it's food for thought. And what I found through my contacts and experiences is a lot of the time it will be elaborated tenfold later on, and then that will be elaborated on tenfold. And that to give you the concept of what you've been given, you had to have been given that to understand the greater concept down the track. And this is what's happened with Dolores. It's happened with Mary's work, with a lot of people. And I spoke about this on yesterday's show, that sometimes they might even give you a little white lie for you to understand the purpose down the track. And people will go, well, how can you trust this? Well, like you and I know, you've got to go by the fruit from the knowledge in terms of, do you evolve from it? Do you grow from it? Is it positive? So this is where I take on board anything that like what you're saying. I do take this on board because I don't even have 0.001 of a 1,000,000,000% of what's going on, which is why I do what I do and get you on the show and many others, because this is where we can start to look at the commonalities. Like I think you've said before, don't listen to, you know, don't worry about UFOs and this and that. Listen to what the experiences are saying and what correlates.
Yes.
And, you know, between you, I, and millions of others out there, if people were heard, we would start to find this correlating stuff about what you're saying and I'm saying and many others. What I'd like to put out here for the viewers and listeners at the moment is, if you're on Facebook, find the posting of this show or find John or myself, and pose some ideas or questions to us, because I want to get you back on another couple of times. And of course, we're going to be doing the regression.
I work best with question and answer.
Yep.
And if I don't know something, I'll tell you I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know something, or I know my version of something, right, because my version might not correlate with the other person's mm-hmm. version, I will say my version. And especially when we go into the hypnosis stage, armistice works best with question and answer.
Definitely. Yep.
Just to be warned, quite often you won't get your answer out. I mean, sorry, quite often you won't get your question out and he'll know the answer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It all depends how it goes.
Yeah, well, again, like if people have got any questions or anything for either of us, go to this show, write it down. We might not answer on that, because what we'll do, we can answer it in person on the next show and talk, because with writing, you can't always get everything out, but with writing, you could write, you know, books like I've done, because I still can't get enough of the information out, even if I was talking about it. So it's just tailored to how it's got to be done. We'll wrap up the show in a minute, but is there anything else you want to cover quickly before we do so?
Yeah, well, I've got a really good friend lives in a place called Rotorua.
Where's this like? Is that in Australia or New Zealand?
Here in New Zealand. It's about 70 kilometres away from where I live. And I lived there for quite a few years. And I've known her since she was born. And she's been taken many times, many, many times. And she's been pregnant twice without being in relations with anyone or having any, you know, relations. These have been confirmed by doctors that she has been pregnant up to 3 months. And then she'd go in for another checkup and she's never been pregnant. She's been taken on board many times. One of the times she was on a farm and they were outside having a picnic. And a big black triangle came over them. And the whole family seen it. And the next morning they all wake up in bed with their clothes on all funny and clothes missing. And feeling really, you know, like jittery and yuck. And she was missing some clothing, a piece of clothing. And a couple of days later they were out about three kilometres or whatever it was from the house up the creek. And the piece of clothing that was missing, it was actually a shoe, was embedded in the mud in the creek. And she's got memories of being on the craft and visiting her children that she's had with them, her star children. And she's totally genuine. I've known her all her life. And she sees the craft all the time. She just emailed me the other day that she went outside and there was a big one over the house. And so it's not just happened. It's happening to a lot of people, you know, average Joe. These beings aren't going to land on the White House lawn. They're getting to the human race through your average, everyday person. You've just got to open your perception, raise your vibration, do a little bit of meditation, and you'd be amazed what'll come through and what you find out what's even actually happened to you in your life that you don't even know yet. But I reckon within a reasonably short amount of time, I'm not going to give a time period, but, you know, years, but a reasonably short amount of time period, we're all going to know. It's going to come to the front. We're all going to know. And I don't think it's going to take long at all.
Lots of people are saying that at the moment, and it's getting closer and closer, and all we can do is what we do. That's all anyone can do. You know, people ask what they can do, and it's like even being aware of this or wanting to know what you can do, you're already doing something, you're opening up your avenue of what you're here to do and why you're here and all that. And, you know, some people don't even need to know what you and I know, and it's not like we're the information keepers, but like I say to people, as long as people would pull the shirt off their back and give it to anyone, as long as they would help when they can and treat others how they want to be treated and just do the best that they can, you know, those type of people don't need to know because they're you know, good people, you know.
That's all about raising the vibration on earth. And there's millions and millions and millions of good people out there. And all that they have to stay and do is be good people because they're anchors. They're anchoring the light into the earth without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's their job. That's what they agreed to do before they came here. You know, they came here not wanting to know. They came here just to be the light. And that's all their job is.
Yeah, they're just carrying around the energy.
Yeah, carry the energy and spread the energy. And you'd be amazed how many people like that have turned other people from the negative to the positive.
Mm-hmm.
They turn more people from the negative to the positive than we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to fully awake the awakening with tasks. Basically, that's my perception of it. But your average person is here to pull back the people who are genuinely good from the dark, who are being caught by the dark. Because there are many things in life, and it starts at childhood, and you're indoctrinated these days by the TV and by stuff, subliminal stuff from the day you were born. You know? And there are good people out there pulling people like that back every day throughout the world. And it goes far deeper. It's far more convoluted. It's far bigger and greater than even Peter or I could can comprehend. Mm-hmm. And we've had some freaky things. Well, I've had some freaky things happen to me, and I know Pete has too. But you'd be amazed how many people out there have had freaky things happen to them and can't remember.
Yeah, a lot of people. You know, that's why regressions are great.
Yeah, right. I do. I was really skeptical of regression to start
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I shit myself, mate. Yeah.
I was crapping myself the first time I went to Perry's. I was like, oh, I had about five smokes, one after the other, before I went inside. Yeah, but I'm really glad I did it now. It was a really hard time to start with, but I've got through the hardness.
It's a great tool to help. Definitely. Well, we'll wrap it up there, mate. Again, thank you. Anybody's got comments or anything, just go to the posting of this on Facebook and hit us up. John, you'll be back on soon. We're going to have you on at the start of next month. I might get you on back before then. I've got a bit going on because I've got to travel with Paracon and talk at that conference and a few other things. But either way, I'll be getting you back on a few more times, and we'll be keeping in touch behind the scenes anyway. But I appreciate the time for your knowledge and experiences and for having the guts to share that. I know that it takes a lot, but you know, again, you're one of the most popular people we've had on the show. And again, thank you for taking the time.
I'm amazed at that. Thank you, people. I'm just a normal person. I don't expect, that sort of, But, I'm no one special. I'm just a normal person. And it's a privilege to be able to put my truth out, because everyone's got their own truth.
Yeah.
And, it's just that some people's truths resonate more with others than other people's truths, I suppose.
It's all about, just sharing and putting it together. So thanks for doing what you're doing, mate.
No, thank you, Pete, for doing what you're doing. It's great.
Thank you. All right, we'll wrap it up there, mate.
All right, Pete.
Talk soon.